Blog Talk Radio.
Lord, I'm praying for my brother, cause I know he wants to do your will.
Welcome to Restoration Online Ministry. I pray that you will be blessed by the word on today. I give God praise, glory, and honor for you joining our link on today. I want you to know that no matter what you may be going through in your life, God is able to change it and work it out in your favor. Just give it over to him and he will work it out. God bless you. Thank you again for joining our line on today. Continue to trust God and he will work for you. God bless you. Hugs and kisses from Restoration Online Ministry. God bless you. Have a wonderful one. God bless you. As we prepare to start our service on today, let's give others a few more little minutes to come in on the call and on the link. God bless you. We thank you for joining us on today. We give God praise, glory, and honor for you all joining on today. And welcome, welcome, welcome to Restoration Ministry. God bless you. Let's give them another three or four more minutes to come in, and then we're going to start our service on today. God bless each and every one of you. Please enjoy as we give others a few more little minutes to come in on the line and on the call on this afternoon. God bless you all. We thank you all for everything that you're doing. God bless you. We thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah.
For favor, this is my season to reap what I have sown. This is my season for grace, for favor. Yeah. This is my season to reap what I but I sure been faithful. See, God's got a purpose, yes, and I know he's able. I've got to see in the ground that he's blessing, no more stressing. I've got to see in the ground. Now I'm knowing and it's showing my feet for grace, for favor. It only works when we all do it. To do what?
To reap what I have sown.
Come on, you say, this is my season for grace.
God bless each and every one of you on today as we prepare to start. Let's open up with prayer. God bless you and welcome to you all who have joined us on the link and on the call. God bless you on today. We give God praise, glory, and honor on today. Thank you, Lord God. As we prepare to start and open up with prayer, we just want to thank you and welcome and thank you for being a part of Restoration Ministry. And we give God praise on today. We give him glory. We give him honor for him just being who he is in our life. God is so great. He is amazing and he's wonderful to us. So we just want to thank you, Lord God, for this day. We thank you, Lord God, for blessing us, Lord God. We thank you, Father, for keeping us, God. And we thank you, God. Hallelujah. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. We give God praise on today. We give him glory. We give him honor on today for him just being who he is in our life. So we just thank God for each and every one of you on today. So as we open up with prayer on this afternoon and this morning to some of you, we want to open up with prayer on today, but I want to make sure that you all could hear me loud and clear. So if you're able to hear me, please let me know that you can hear me loud and clear. And I will start on today with our prayer this morning, this afternoon. God bless you. So let's open up with prayer on today. Father God, we thank you right now, Lord God. Father, we thank you for your grace and your mercy, Lord God. Father, we thank you for waking us up this morning, God. Father, we thank you, Lord God, for giving us the right frame of mind to come together, God, to fellowship, to give you praise, to give you worship, Father, to honor you, Lord God. Father, we just thank you, Father, for everything that you do, Lord God. We thank you, Father God, for opening up doors for us, God, that have been closed to us. Father, we thank you, Father God, for adding a new day to this life, Father God. We thank you, Lord God, for keeping our families over the night, Lord God. We thank you, Father, for the food that we eat, clothes on our bodies, Father, even a roof over our heads, Father. We thank you, Father God, for just lifting up our spirits, Lord God, when we're down and we're going through things in our life, Lord God. But I ask you, Lord God, as we go forward in the service, Lord God, that you, Father, would have your way. Father God, that you will lead and guide each and every listener on today, Lord God. Father God, that whatever may be going on in their life, Father, I pray, Father, that the word, Father, that we speak on today, Father, every song that is played, Lord, will fall on good ground. Father, that it bring forth good healing, Father God, that it bring encouragement, Lord God, peace, happiness, and joy in their life, Father God. We just thank you, God, for everything, God. Continue to bless this service, Father, as we go forward on today, Father. We give you praise, God. We give you glory. We give you honor, Lord God, because, Father, you are so amazing, God. Father, we thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. So as we start our service on today, we're going to get into our praise and worship on today. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord God, for everything that you do. So we're going to start with our first praise song on today. God, we thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah.
Makes no difference what you're going through. You're gonna make it
God's got a blessing.
God's got a blessing.
Everybody say that with me. God's got a blessing.
God's got a blessing.
If you really believe it. God's got a blessing.
God's got a blessing.
Come on. God's got a blessing.
God's got a blessing.
Blessing with our name on it. Hallelujah. We thank you, God. Hallelujah. I guess God prays. So we have one more praise song, and then we're going to go into our word. We'll not hold you a long time today. God bless each and every one of you. Give God praise on today. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We're going to do our last praise song on this afternoon. God bless you. Welcome, evangelists, and God bless each and every one of you who are just joining in. God bless you. Our last praise song for the day.
How great is our God? Let's go.
Thank you, Lord God. As we get ready to start our word, we just give him praise because how great is our God. How great is our God. All will see how great our God is. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, God. So as we start our word on today, we want to give God praise today. So we're going to start our word on today. God bless you. And we're going to start in Hebrew. The 11th chapter, and we're going to do the first through three verses. And we're so ready for what it is that God has for us on today. The topic is that it's time to have that now type of faith. The now type of faith is that means that we have to have faith right now, not like tomorrow, not like we're going to think about it, but we have to have faith every day, that now kind of faith, that faith to that you know that God is going to move, even if it don't seem like he's moving. You have to have the faith to know that he's moving, even though you may not see it happening in the surface. It is happening underneath. It's happening underneath that. And so we have to understand that. So we're going to get ready to start our word on today. So let's get into our word. Hallelujah. So we're going to start with Hebrews, the 11th chapter. But what I want to do, I'm going to read it first out of NIV. And then I'm going to go to easy to read. The reason why I'm doing it NIV first, because it has the word now. And in either read, it don't put now there. But the reason why you have to put the now there, because the now is the reason why we have to have that type of faith right now, that faith to know that even though we cannot see it happening right before our eyes, God is still moving over our situations and circumstances. It's the same way like when you plant a seed in the ground. Even though you don't see the buds and came out, it is still growing underneath that ground. It's still getting rooted, and it's a process for it to come out and bloom to give you what it is that you planted the seed for. And the same way with God, when we plant a seed of faith over our situations, we have to trust that even though the bud have not came out and we don't see the bloom or the flowers yet, God is still working. And we have to have that type of now faith to know that it is happening. Whatever God promised us that will happen in our life, it will happen. Whatever we ask of God to move and do things in our life, whatever is a part of the plan for our life, it will be that. And we have to trust God to know that. When I looked up the word now, now in the dictionary says that at the present time or moment, which means that it's something that you know is going to happen. You know God is moving over that. Whatever's going on in our families, we have that now faith to know that this too shall pass. I'm not going to keep on going through the chaos and confusion in my family. It's going to be peace around me. It's going to be joy. It's going to be healing. That's just what the word now, when we read the scripture as to what it speaks about, right? It says to have at the present time or moment, which means that you have enough faith to know that this is going to happen for me. And I don't have to worry about it. Just because I don't see it happening, God has already moved on it right now.
Because I asked him, it shall be given to me. So I'm going to stand on the word of God. So let's start reading out of NIV first. Let's start at verse 1. Bow with me as I get the Bible on my computer link. Hold on. What we're going to do, we're going to go verses 1 to 3, right? So we're going to start in NIV. And it says, now faith is confidence in what we hope for and assurance about what we do not see. This is what the ancestors, right, were commended for, right? Verse 3 says, by faith, we understood that the universe was formed by God's command so that what is seen was not made out of what was visible. God spoke it out, and it was so. So God said that we are healed, then it is so. We have to have the type of faith that those that came before us. You know, you heard me speak last Sunday that sometimes things don't happen when we want it, but God is always the on-time God. And we have to have that now type of faith to know that he's already moving over the situations. Most of the time, before you even ask him, before you even bring it out of your mouth, he just be sitting there waiting on you to speak about it. He just sitting waiting on you to talk about it, right? He just waiting on you, right? So let's read the easy-to-read version of how he broke down those little three verses. And then I explain to you in the Bible different people that had that now type of faith, that it didn't happen when they wanted it. But they trusted God with their now faith, like, God, because you said it, I know it's going to be done. Because you spoke it out, I know, Father, it is going to be done. I know that it's already done, God. I know that it may not be what I wanted at the time I wanted. But, Father, I know that if you said that it is so, it is so. If you said that I'm delivered, then, Father, then I'm delivered. If you say by the blood of Jesus I'm healed, Father, then I believe that. And I know that. I have the confidence to know. When I looked up the word faith, right, before I go over to easy to read, faith says that it's a complete trust. Or confidence in someone or something. When you have faith, you have complete trust. You know how the scripture says faith without works is dead? So we say that we trust God, but we don't have the faith to trust him, then that you don't really trust him. Because to have faith means you have to have complete trust and confidence. And someone or something, your faith's supposed to be to the point that you know that God is going to move on your behalf, that you know that no weapon formed against you shall prosper, that you know that you're healed by the blood of Jesus, and nobody can't come and take that away from you, that you know, like they say, when you pray, if you're going to pray, don't worry. But if you're going to worry, don't even waste your time praying, because what happens? You don't have that now faith. You don't have that faith to know that when I speak it out and ask God, it is so. Because he already told me in his word that he is my shepherd and I shall not want for something. He already said that he's my protector, my provider, my keeper, my healer. So I'm supposed to say when I ask God to do things for me in my life, that I'm supposed to have that faith with confidence and complete trust that God has heard my prayer, he received it, and he's going to move on my behalf. And it may not be when I want it, but I know that he knows when it's time to bless me. That is what these scriptures is about today, that it's time for us to have that now type of faith. Because we see everything happening around us in our world, and sometimes that trust level and that confidence is gone because we hear and see what other people tell us, and we don't have that now type of faith in our circumstances and situations because that confidence is no longer there. But God is telling us today that you need to have that type of faith right now, that now faith to know, even though you don't see it happening, it is happening for you. Even though it ain't working the way that you want it to work, but I am working on your behalf. I have angels warring on your behalf at all times, even when you don't know that I'm protecting you from situations and circumstances. I am here, and I need you to have that type of faith. So now we're going to read out of how to easily read. Read it out to you. God bless you all. And now we're going to do the first of the three verses. And it says, faith is what makes real the things we hope for. See how the other one says that now faith. This translation says that faith is what makes real the things we hope for. It is proof of what we cannot see. God was pleased with the people who lived a long time ago because they had faith like this. Verse 3 says, faith helps us understand that God created the whole world by his command. This means that the things we see were made by something that cannot be seen. Think about all the people in the past. Isaiah spoke about those that was here a long time ago. Our grandparents, our ancestors before us, those in the Bible that lived before we came in the world. We speak about Abraham, how he waited and waited and waited on God. God said that you're going to have a son and I'm going to bless your seeds and they're going to be as many as the stars. He had to have that faith to know that it didn't happen when he wanted it, but God spoke it out and it shall be. Even though he didn't see it happening, it did happen. God blessed his wife to have a baby and gave him a son, right? Even though sometimes we don't have that now faith and our trust levels is gone, that confidence is gone, sometimes we step before God and do things that God didn't tell us to do. And then sometimes we get in a situation, as you know what happened with Abraham. His wife didn't believe and her faith wasn't where it should have been. She used her concubine to have a baby for her husband, not trusting God and not having that now faith that even though I would see it happening, but if God spoke it out, then it is so, it's going to be. And she winds up getting the lady to have the baby, which is Ishmael, for him. And then when it didn't work out, it wasn't what God planned because God already has spoke out what he's going to do for us in our life. But every time that we step before and not apply that now faith to our situations, we go and trying to work things out. But if we have that now faith, everything will fall in place the way that God wanted to fall in for us. Because if he can move over our life and do the things that he do for us, it is no reason that we should ever, ever doubt the abilities of God. We should never, ever allow anything and nobody and no situations to make us lose our faith and our trust and our confidence in who God is in our life. Think about it. We trust people that we could see every day, right? We have faith in them. We put our whole confidence and trust in everything about them, and we see them, and we could touch them, and we could speak to them, and they could answer us back. But these people a lot of times fail us. All the time, multiple times they fail us, right? But the person that we can't see and can't touch, right? But he touches us because you feel his presence around you. And sometimes he speaks to you in subtle ways, right? He don't come with no strings attached to what he does for us, right? See, those people didn't wake you up this morning. But the person that you can't see and can't touch, right? He woke you up this morning. But God wants you to have that type of faith, right? The type of faith that when you walk out the door, right, even though you don't know what makes the clouds sit up in the air like they do and don't crash down on the ground, you have to have enough faith to say, you know what, God spoke this in existence, and there it is. So I need to have the faith to know that he spoke this out before he even brought me into this world, and it happened. So I have to trust that if God says that I'm blessed, coming in and blessed going out, then that is what it is. If God has said that I'm healed by the blood of Jesus, then that is what it is. If God said that no weapon formed against me shall prosper, then that is what it is. I need to have that type of faith. That if God said that if I come to him with all my troubles and my cares, that he will take care of it because he cares for me, then I need to have that type of now faith to know that he is going to do it because he already spoke it out. God's word would never return back to us void, but it'll do exactly what it's supposed to do. God is not a man that he needs to lie to us or confuse us about anything. He has no reason. Whatever he speaks out, we spoke about it last Sunday, that God, when he spoke out, he signed and sealed it. When he put an oath to it, that means it is so. And he sealed the deal by the blood of the Lamb when he sent his son to die, which means that you will have eternal life, right? If you have that now faith. Think about the people that came before you. A lot of us are living off that now type of faith, even right now in 2023. Somebody prayed for you before you even was born into this world. Somebody put prayers for their children and the grandkids and those to come after, and we surviving off of those prayers. So now it's time for us to have that now type of faith. That even though, Lord God, I don't see it happening right now in my life, but Father, I know that these seeds that I am planting right now, and my situation and circumstances, Lord God, those that are coming up after me, Lord God, they will reap the harvest of every seed that I'm planting in this ground, Lord God. So I'm going to put the faith that, Lord God, you're going to move. I'm going to put the faith, Lord God, that you're going to heal. I'm going to put the faith to know, Lord God, that nobody that is coming after me would have to go through the things that I went through in my life, Lord God. Put your hedge of protection all around them, Lord God. Let nothing come against them, Lord God. Don't let them suffer like I had to go through, Lord God. But, Father, I'm trusting you. I have that type of faith, God, that you are moving. And, Father God, that ground, Father, is getting fertile, Lord God, and it is getting rooted, God. And eventually a great harvest, Lord God, a festival will come out, Father. But that's the type of faith that I have, God. I don't need to see it happening, but I know, God, that you're already working behind the scenes for me. That is the type of faith that we have to have in our life. We have to have that. It is a must that we have to have it. Sometimes we don't have the now faith that when we go in doctor's offices, they may give us all kind of health issues that they say we're going through, and we got to go through all kind of tests, and we get worried. But we have to say, you know, doctor, I hear you. I understand what you're saying. I get you, doctor. I really hear you. But I know that God already said, by the blood of Jesus, I'm healed and delivered. I know God said that if I bring all my troubles and cares to him, he got me. And I also know that if you say that this is the end of my life, that I only got how many days, that's fine. This body is just temporary. Doctor, I hear you. But God has promised me eternal life. So I'm still going to have that now type of faith. That as long as I keep doing what I need to do for God and everything that God said for me, it will happen. So we have to apply our faith. It's our situation, because what the Bible said again, faith without works is what? Dead. So if you don't have that now type of faith, I apologize for my dog, if you don't have that now type of faith, right, then how could you expect to have happiness in your life? How could we expect to have joy in our life if we're walking around with doubt? We have lost confidence of who we are. We're God's greatest creation. We're the only things that is breathing the breath of God. We're the only things that made in the likeness and image of the Almighty God. Do you know the Bible tells you that you're a God, not a big G God? So don't get a big head and say, oh, my pastor said the God. It don't mean that you are a big G God. It means that you're made in likeness and image of God, which means you're a little G God. God has given you power and authority to speak life over your situation. That's the type of faith that you have to have, that he has given you power and authority to speak life into your situation. Or either you can speak curse, but if you speak life into it, then that now faith is there. It's ready to move on your behalf. Do you know you have power and authority within you to set the atmosphere, to make peace come into your home and your situations over your family, right? But because we don't have that now faith and that confidence, that will make us doubt God. That will make us not think about what we are able to do. There is nothing impossible that God cannot do for you and cannot bring you through. It is no battle that God has ever lost. Not one battle has he ever lost. God is able to move and touch you and bless you in so many ways. But in order for you to do that, you have to have that now type of faith so God can be able to move on your behalf. I just thank God for this word today. I thank God for him moving over our life to have that now type of faith. That now type of faith. I apologize. My dog is somewhere barking, and I don't know where the kids are, so I'm going to try to over-talk my dog. I have a little dog, and for some reason, when they lock her in room, she does what she does. But I'm going to continue to do the word, and I hope that the barking of my dog don't distract the word on today. God bless you all. So, as I was reading the scriptures and explaining it to you, It is so important that we have that now type of faith. As we go forward in this new year, this month is almost out. We halfway through the end of the first month of 2023. We halfway through it. We halfway through that. So it's time more than anything now for us to have that now type of faith. It's time for us more than anything to have that. Because this year, last year tested a lot of us. Last year tested us so many ways. But as we go forward in this new year, right, it's so important that we have this now type of faith. Because, yes, we went through a lot of things in 2022 and 2021 and 2020. It's like ever since COVID hit, people have been going through so much. And a lot of people have lost their confidence and their trust in God. And we haven't applied that now faith to situations and circumstances. Because we didn't see the things happening the way that we wanted, the confidence to think that God is still moving, a lot of people have lost that. But how you know that God is still moving in your life? It's a song that I believe the Winans sing, and it says, "Million did not make it, but I'm one of the ones who made it." A lot of us that are listening in on this call, you have gone through some things in your life over the past 2 years, right? But you're still here. You're still standing. You're still standing because God is still moving over your life. God is still healing. God is still blessing. God is still delivering. And God loves us. And he wants us to survive. He wants us to have the hope and the happiness and the joy and the peace in our life. But in order to have that in this year, we have to have that now type of faith. That even if everything around you is crashing around you, right, you're still supposed to be happy. Still supposed to thank God, because just because you don't see it happening, it does not mean that God is not moving over your life. Does not mean that God is not still protecting you and providing and keeping you and making a way for you. He is still there. He is just a prayer way. Just communicate with him, talk to him, spend time with him, right? Whatever we think that is too hard for God, we have to just have that now faith to know that he is able to do it for you and bless you. I thank God for this word today. I thank God for each and every one of you who listen in. I did, told you I wasn't going to hold you long. I just pray that this word was able to help you in some kind of way today. I just thank you, God. Thank God for everything. And I know, it's like a couple of more days, it'll be my 47th birthday, right? And I sit and I think about that now faith is what keeps me. And now faith is that giving me a couple of days before my birthday. Something I didn't think that I would be able to see being in my 40s, being close to turning 50. That now faith is what keeps your strength. Because if you don't have that now faith, then you have nothing. Because that now faith, the trust that I'm going to wake up in the morning, God. That now faith is, Lord God, I know that you got my children and you got my family, Lord God. That now faith, Lord God, that you're moving over those, Lord God, that I pray for, Lord God, that you're keeping them, Lord God. And Father God, I don't know what they're going through, Father, but I know, God, that you say that you are their provider, Lord God, and that you're their keeper, Lord God, that you're blessing them, Father. That's the now type of faith that we have to have. Because sometimes we have loved ones that come to us with so much problems that they got going on in their life. But if we have that now faith, we can speak encouragement into their life to help them to start thinking positive ways, right? We have to sit there and just be like, oh, well, I hear what you're going through. You know, I'm just so sad about it. No, you don't say, you just tell them, you know what? God got you. God is your provider. He's your keeper. He's your everything, you know? Even though it ain't working out the way that you want, just trust God. Stand on the word of God, right? Stand on the word of God. Put your full armor on so you'd be able to walk through this life and carry your weight of whatever is going on with you. That is what the now faith helps you to be able to do, to bring peace around you, to bring happiness around you, to set your atmosphere around you. Sometimes we in chaos and confusion because we don't have that now faith. The people coming up against us, we ready to fight them. But if you have that now type of faith, you ain't got to worry about it. Because you know that no weapon formed against you shall prosper. You know that God got as many amount fighting for you that is coming against you. You can just sit back and chill and just mellow out, right? Because while you have that now type of faith, that I ain't letting things that I can't control bother me. Because I got a type of faith in trusting God that God has already moved over this situation. I ain't going to go to bed crying tonight about what I don't have and who not in my life because why? I got that faith that God says that he will bless me. I put a little quote up, I think, on my Facebook and on you that it says that trees, when the leaves fall, right? You know, like when you have to let go of something or situations, the leaves fall off trees, right? But guess what happens when the leaves fall off? New leaves grow back. So which means when you go through trials and struggles in your life, right, God will restore and God will bless you and God will give you more, right? Remember Job, right? He had that now type of faith. When he trusted God and did what God asked him to do, God gave him double for his trouble. When Abraham trusted God, God blessed him with a son, right? And then God tested him again with his son. And Abraham still did what God wanted him to do. And then God blessed him gratefully. Right? So if we have that type of now faith, it's blessings there for you. It's blessings with your name on it. You don't have to worry and stress about nothing in this world, in this life. You can walk with a smile on your face. And you walk with your head lifted up and just trust in God. You have that now faith like the woman with the issue of blood. Right? She went to all these different people to try to get help and deliverance from her issue, right? But she had that now type of faith that she said, I'm tired of being tired. I'm tired of being stressed about me being sick and nobody want to be around me and nobody can help me. I'm tired of being in my own thoughts. So I'm trusting that if I just touch the hem of his garment, I'll be healed. I don't need him to speak to me. I don't need him to look at me, but I'm having that type of trust and faith that if I just grab the hold of his him and his garment, I'm made whole. But can you imagine if we had that type of now faith that, Lord God, I don't need to see you moving, but Father, I know you're already in the move before I came to you. But Father, I'm just talking to you about it because, Father, I need to express it to you because when I come to you and tell you what's going on with me, Father, you're already working on it. But when I go to people and tell them, with that not having faith things, right? They can't help me. All they give me is more doubt and more stress and more worries. But when I come to you, God, I release it, I let it go, and I move forward and know, God, that you done worked it out. You done worked it out, and Father God, you're moving on my behalf. So, Father, I thank you. So I'm going to keep it moving. I'm going to keep on living. I'm going to keep on thanking you, Lord God. I'm going to keep on praising you because I have that type of faith today, Lord God. I'm going to praise you in my circumstance. I'm going to give you glory, Lord God, no matter what is happening around me. The reason why we have to have this now faith is so important nowadays. You know, I think I spoke to Evangelist Sayin and I spoke to Brother Wise and a couple others about me. They found a mass on my adrenal gland on my right kidney, right? They said most times it's not cancerous. It could be benign, right? I know I need to have that now faith. I know that God said that I'm healed, right? And if I don't have the now faith, then what's going to happen? I'm going to wind up being sad and wind up getting in depression again and wind up being worried about something that God hasn't spoken to me about, having no cancer in my kidneys. No, I'm going to trust God that it is what it is. It's just a little spot, and that if it caused me problems, they remove it and I still live. That's the type of faith that I have, that God has not brought me this far to take me out that kind of way. So that's the type of faith that we have, that now faith, right? Because if I didn't have it, I wouldn't have wanted to log on to minister to you today. That what you call that trusting in him, the confidence in God, it would have been gone. I'd have been doubting him. I'd have been worried. I'd have been stressing and being like, Lord, I don't want to do the ministry no more, because if I'm ministering to people, but I got all this going on in my life, then how are you even moving over my life? But he's still moving. Because why? I woke up this morning, right? I woke up this morning. I'm able to praise him and thank him. So I have that now faith that I have to keep it. You have to keep that now faith at all times. Because the minute that you don't keep your faith lifted up, that's when the enemy comes in to try to destroy you, to kill you, to bring you into a place that God don't want you to be in. So you need to have that now faith at all times to protect your mind, your physical, your spiritual body at all times. You must have that at all times. And I know as other people that's listening on the call that we done been through some health crisis and some serious situations that could have took us out. But because of that faith that we have in God, it kept us. And you must have that faith, that strong confidence to know that God is able to move in, that now that you know it's going to happen for you, right now that God is moving on your behalf and your situations. God bless each and every one of you. Evangelist Faith, did you have anything to say before I close out? God bless each and every one of you. Thank you for joining us on today. God bless.
I am going to say this. Without faith, there is nothing else. You must hold on to your faith. Because as Pastor Parker has said, people have went through many things. Me, myself, I've had a lot of losses within the past 3 years. So I know where my faith is. I'm still standing. I trust in him. My mother named me Faith, but my grandmother had named me Faith. So I know what my name means. And God has truly and royally blessed me. I'm still standing. He's getting me through what I'm going through recently. And Pastor Parker is telling you exactly right. Without faith, you don't have that faith that God can do things. Yes, he can. He can mess it up. He can turn it around. He can bring you out of it. This I know, I testify because I am a witness. Because of my faith. Amen. Thank you, Pastor Parker.
Amen. Thank you, Evangelist, and thank you again for sharing that. And as we close out on today, we're going to close out with a prayer. And we just give God praise and glory and honor for you all on today. And for those of you who are listening from our link or wherever you're listening from, I thank you all for your donations that you send to the ministry. I use it every time to keep the blog going. So I thank you all for that. And all our information there to send us emails or if you want to make donations, the information is there on the link for anyone that is listening in. God bless you all. We're going to close out in prayer, and we're going to see you again next Sunday. Oh, next Sunday is my birthday. Let me see. Oh, I got to get the calendar. So. No, it'll be the Sunday before my birthday. My birthday is on that Monday. But we're going to be on Sunday. So I'm going to give God praise and praise him as I go into my new year, new birthday. So I just thank God for all of you on today. And we're going to close out in prayer. Love you all so much. I ask you all to keep my father-in-law lifted up in your prayers. My father-in-law on Friday. Was it Friday? No, it was Thursday. He fell. He passed out in his home. He's 77 years old, and he wasn't feeding himself, wasn't eating, and collapsed. And by the time my husband got to the house, his sugar was at 27. And I just thank God that his roommate came back to the house and found him on the floor, that we was able to get the paramedics to get to him to get him right, because if not, I wouldn't have had my father-in-law today. But I thank God for God protecting when we wasn't around. And I ask that you all will pray for him, keep him lifted up in prayer, pray for my husband, because it's his father, and dealing with an elderly parent is hard, because my father-in-law is stubborn, and he won't listen to nothing that we're telling him to do. So I ask that you all will pray for us, pray for my family when dealing with my father-in-law. Like, he's a great father-in-law to me. He's a father-in-law / mother-in-law all in one. And I came on and still didn't minister because I know God kept him, because he could have went another way. But he was able to be okay. And he's doing all right, but now he's in rehab and trying to leave the rehab to go back home by himself, something that we don't want. So he's working on trying to get him some help that he don't have to be at the house by himself no more. But I ask that you all will pray for my father-in-law and pray for my husband, because it's hard dealing with a father that, so, you know, sometimes elderly folks, when they're sick, they are stubborn and they want to do what they want to do when it's not good for their health. So I ask that you all will keep my family lifted up in prayer and pray for my husband, because his father is the only parent that he have left alive, and it's tough for him to see my father-in-law going through these health issues that he's going through. So keep my family lifted up in prayer, and keep me lifted up in prayer, because Pop's been a part of my life for 16 years that I've been married, so he's like a father to me too. And I ask that you all would keep him lifted up in prayer, and just keep us lifted up in prayer. And I give God praise and glory and honor for all of you. As we close out in prayer on today, we pray that God would continue to bless you through the week, and we will see you on next Sunday at 1 o'clock p.m. Father God, we thank you, Lord God, for the service today. Father, we thank you for each and every person that listened in on today. Father, I ask you, Lord God, that you will be with them as they go about their way. Father God, put your angel protection all around them, God. Keep them, Father, and bless them. Bless all those who had a desire to be here today but could not make it. Father, be with them and their families. And bless each and every person that's listening from wherever they may be listening from on today, God. Strengthen them. Bless them. Put your angel protection around our children and our loved ones and our spouses and our siblings, our parents, Lord God, even our friends, God. Keep them safe. Father, let no hurt, harm, or danger come upon them. Father, we thank you, Lord God. We give you praise, glory, and honor. In Jesus' precious name, God, we thank you and adore you, Lord. Amen, amen, amen. Continue to pray for one another, and we just give God praise on today, and we thank you all. God bless you all. Love you all so much. And as we close out, too, I want you all to continue to pray for Mama Pearl, Sister LaShonda's bishop, her ministry. Keep them lifted up in prayer. You know, when a ministry is doing something great when it comes to God, the enemy likes to come in and try to attack ministries. So we need to pray and keep her ministry lifted up in prayer, the bishop lifted up in prayer. Mom, can you tell me his name so I could make sure that everybody keep the ministry and him lifted up in prayer? So keep them lifted up in prayer. When we're doing things for God, the enemy come in like a flood. They're trying to destroy something that God is doing for us. So I ask that you keep the bishop lifted up in prayer, keep the ministry lifted up in prayer, keep this ministry lifted up in prayer, and every other ministry that is doing what God asked them to do. Pray for them, because the enemy hates that people are still praising God and still doing good things for God's people. And he comes in and trying to destroy places that are doing the right thing for God. So let's pray for all the ministries around the world and the country that's doing exactly what God needs them to do. So God bless each and every one of you, and we will see you all on next Sunday. God bless you. Have a wonderful one. Hugs and kisses. Good night. Continue to pray for us and our families as I continue to pray for you and your families. Enjoy your day. God bless.